WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 7. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by Cabinet Discounters. The lawyer for U.S. Olympic swimmer James Feagan says his client will pay more than $10,000 and leave Brazil following the armed robbery scandal involving Feagan, Ryan Lochte, and two other members of the U.S. swim team.
James Feagan, according to Reuters, making that $11,000 payment to charity so he can get his passport back and I presume then be allowed to leave the country. That would mean all four swimmers would be bound back for the U.S. And I think that pretty much draws a line under this. The police themselves, despite police contradicting their statements, I don't think anyone wants to see this embarrassing affair continue here.
Correspondent Nick Payton Walsh. Donald Trump says he regrets some of the things he has said in the past. Trump, speaking at a rally in North Carolina last night, said he sometimes says the wrong things in the heat of the moment.
The Republican nominee not saying exactly what he regrets, but his remarks come after a firestorm of criticism for attacking the family of a slain Muslim American soldier. And he has yet to apologize for attacking Republican Senator John McCain, who spent 5 years as a POW in Vietnam.
He's not a war hero.
He's a war hero.
5.5 years. He's a war hero because he was captured. I like people that weren't captured, okay? I hate to tell you.
There's a body of American heroes that I'd like to see him retract that statement.
Correspondent George Howell reporting. An admission that the $400 million owed to Iran under the nuclear deal was used to leverage the release of four Americans is expected to generate a firestorm of Republican criticism of the Obama administration. Yesterday's explanation was the first time the U.S. had so clearly linked the two events, which critics have painted as a hostage ransom arrangement. We should learn more later today about what caused the apartment building explosion and fire in Silver Spring last week.
Local and federal officials will hold a news conference regarding what they've learned in the 9 days since the Flower Branch apartment explosion, which took the lives of seven and displaced many others. Washington Gas has also been investigating after residents complained of smelling gas in the area. The Montgomery County Public School says 19 students from New Hampshire Estates and Oakview Elementary were directly impacted. Donations are now being collected on their behalf by the PTA. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Some Metro employees could face criminal charges in the derailment of an Orange Line train at the East Falls Church Station last month. Metro General Manager Paul Wiedefeld has expanded the investigation from an administrative review to a criminal probe, calling in Metro Transit Police and two former assistant U.S. attorneys. Northern Virginia Congresswoman Barbara Comstock says the investigation needs to be completed quickly.
I think for the riding public, we need this done as rigorously as possible by the legal authority so the people accountable and responsible can be held responsible and we can, let the riding public know that serious actions are being taken.
The Washington Monument remains closed today as maintenance work continues on the monument's problematic elevator. The monument's been closed since Wednesday morning when the elevator's compensating cable broke loose from the car, causing it to stop nearly 500 feet up. Retired Army General John Vesey has died. Vesey rose through the ranks in a 46-year military career to become chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff and helped oversee President Ronald Reagan's military buildup. General John Vesey was 94. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 18,598, the Nasdaq at 5240. Sports rookie Ronaldo Lopez strikes out 11 as the Nats wallop the Braves. The O's pound Houston in Rio. Team USA has now racked up 35 gold medals, 100 total. NFL preseason, the Redskins host the Jets tonight. WMAL News Time 7:04 up next. Traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
When the power goes out, so does your radio. But our app is always on.
I'm just telling you the truth.
Get the free WMAL app today.
This is big stuff, big, big stuff.
In the App Store, Android Market, or Google Play.
Think about it. Your kitchen is the center of activity in your home. It's a place for parties, snacks, to do homework, or to spread out your craft project. When you remodel your kitchen, let your imagination soar beyond meal preparation and dream about the many possibilities. And if you consider moving a window, door, or wall, the possibilities multiply. For over 30 years, Cabinet Discounters experienced designers have helped people just like you create exciting, family-friendly kitchens. Just look at the fantastic projects we've done in the photo gallery on our website, CabinetDiscounters.com. Call for a free consultation with an experienced designer. Then visit one of Cabinet Discounters' 7 showrooms in Maryland and Virginia to see for yourself all the things we can offer.
Cabinet Discounters.
Find showroom hours, locations, and phone numbers at CabinetDiscounters.com. You'll find a lot more than just cabinets at Cabinet Discounters.
Cabinet Discounters. Great quality, great price.
Hey, it's Brian Wilson here, and if you need to sell your home fast and for top dollar, then I recommend you call my friend Frank Prindle. He's the only agent I would trust to sell my home. For a guarantee you can trust, go to itrustfrank.com.
7:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia, 95, 395, 66 has been a good morning. Much better in the Fort Myer area. Earlier crash had been southbound Washington Boulevard, south of 50 Arlington Boulevard. That is now cleared. So if you're heading over toward 395, go ahead. You can use that stretch. Not going to cost you any extra time. So that's good. Top side of the Maryland Beltway, heavy through Silver Spring and the inner loop as you come off of 95 past the IKEA to the Wilson Bridge. Your backups before you get to St. Barnabas Road. But if you're heading onto 295, I have two separate accidents to warn you of. Northbound as you come up to the Naval Research Lab, get a little bit of a break, and then before the 11th Street Bridge for the crash that was allowing one lane to get by there. In Northwest D.C., New Hampshire Avenue at M Street, still closed with accident investigation and problems on Metro Rail in addition to SafeTrak surge number 7. Trains on the Red Line are temporarily bypassing Medical Center due to escalator outage there. They do have a shuttle bus service set up and Blue Line single tracking between Van Dorn in Franconia with a track problem, power problem there. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Good news, a break from the heat is on the way. A few clouds around this morning, dry pavement this afternoon. Cloud sunshine, 93. Tonight, 74. Tomorrow, hit miss storms, down a little, 91. Then down a little more Sunday with scattered showers and thunder, upper 80s, and then mid-80s by early next week. That's about normal for this time of year. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 68 in Stafford, 68 in Hyattsville, 76 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Remax. Germany announces a partial ban on face veils. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
We got you covered over the next 2 hours here on Mornings on the Mall with everything you need to know. In 10 minutes, we'll check in live in Rio de Janeiro with Steve Kastenbaum for the latest on the games and the stories off the track or out of the pool. 7:35, bottom of this hour, James Rosen, Fox News, who's been all over that Iran hostage ransom story. 8:05, Trevor Maddich, our Redskins analyst on tonight's preseason game with the Jets. And then at 8:15, we'll check in with CNN legal analyst Denny Ceballos about what's next for those swimmers and whether there's going to be any other legal problems. I'm Larry O'Connor alongside Brian Wilson.
Donald Trump in North Carolina last night. Regrets? He has a few, but maybe too few to mention.
Sometimes, in the heat of debate and speaking on a multitude of issues, you don't choose the right words or you say the wrong thing. I have done that. And believe it or not, I regret it. And I do regret it, particularly where it may have caused personal pain.
That was a pretty interesting turn of events last night in North Carolina. A new tone from Donald Trump expressing regret where it may have caused personal pain. Joining us on the line right now is Robert Costa, political reporter for the Washington Post, national political reporter. How are you, Robert?
Doing well this morning, thank you.
It's good to have you. Okay, so look, here's my question about all this. That's a decidedly different tone by Donald Trump. In the last few days, we've seen two pretty substantial speeches in which he stayed on topic and didn't step on his message too badly. And we have this mea culpa last night in North Carolina. I thought that the people that were taking over the campaigns were supposed to be those that would indulge his brash style of political bravado.
Well, Steve Bannon, the head of Breitbart News, who has taken over as chief executive, he has been known to indulge Trump's populism and nationalism. But perhaps more influential at the moment is Kellyanne Conway, the veteran pollster who's the campaign manager. She's one who's always encouraged Trump over the past year to be more disciplined, to be more engaging when it comes to reaching out to suburban voters and women voters, and that's what we saw last night.
And so you think that this is definitely a clear indication of the new regime there?
I think it is. I think, based on my reporting, Trump huddled with Steve Bannon and Kellyanne Conway over the last 24 hours and said, how do I turn this around?
Uh-huh.
And Conway said to him, one of the first things you have to do is just get out there and change the tone so you can actually start talking about issues.
Now, one would, knowing Mr. Bannon's reputation around town, and for those who have worked with him and observed his ability to push narratives through Breitbart News, one would not think change the tone and express regret would necessarily be a strategy that he would employ. Would you agree with that, Mr. Costa?
No, he's someone who's very combative. He wants to run an aggressive campaign, but this is not just Steve Bannon's campaign. This is the Conway Bannon campaign. I think what we see from Steve Bannon, though, is an attempt to look presidential. He's someone who's an image-conscious movie maker. And one of the things Trump's doing today is he's going to Louisiana to tour some areas that have been hit hard by flooding. I hear that was encouraged by Steve Bannon. He says with President Obama being on vacation, you should go out to Louisiana and show yourself to be a president.
All right, so let me ask you this question. When you hear a candidate come out and express, as he did, regret, and says, especially, you know, I feel bad about the fact that I may have caused some others personal pain, I guess my question is, how does that go over with the American voter? Because, you know, quite frankly, if you do polling on Donald Trump, there are a number of people who think he's sort of arrogant. And does that actually help him there? And how are likely our voters to say, maybe I'll give him a second look now?
Well, we'll have to see. There are 80 days to the election, about 80 days. And Trump has always been questioned about his sincerity whenever he does this kind of pivot or whatever you want to call it, a change in tone. But this was the first time he ever fully expressed regret. Usually he's not doing anything like that. So it's different, but there's only a few weeks left. And for Trump to do a wholesale change, maybe that's not what's happening. Based on my reporting, all he wants to do is change the tone and tempo of his campaign, get away from the controversy, try to get back to the issues that have made him popular.
Robert Costa is our guest from the Washington Post. And Robert, you're very well sourced on this campaign. And what we've discussed so far in this segment is all of the sort of 30,000-foot stuff, the stuff that plays out on cable news. But I'm sure that you're hearing the same reports that many of us are hearing about the ground game, about operations and offices that are yet to be opened in some key battleground states. I'm told in Florida there's only one office open. This is a huge state and an important one. Is there any movement there, and will there be money released so that we can get some TV ads in these key battleground states and we can see some operations actually on the ground?
It's going to be very limited. Trump has bought some ad time in some of these key states he's looking at, such as Pennsylvania, North Carolina, Ohio. But Trump's relying heavily on the Republican National Committee to provide him with the operational infrastructure to be competitive with Hillary Clinton. This is not a campaign for Trump that is doing the traditional things that a Republican nominee does. That's why Steve Bannon's coming on board, because he needs a media-savvy confidant who's going to get his message out there, even if he's not spending the money.
But is that going to win Florida? I mean, Florida, we keep hearing, is very much about organization and about getting out the vote. You didn't mention Florida.
The Republican National Committee has a lot on its shoulders, a big burden to do all the get-out-the-vote efforts that a campaign usually does. But this is it. There's only so much time left, and Trump's just going to try to beat Trump, be out there constantly, and hope people pay attention.
And you just mentioned some ad buys there. Did you include Florida as one of the states that you expect ad buys?
That's what we're hearing. He's going to put up a few points. It's not going to be a sprawling campaign. Trump is using some more social media. That also comes out of the Steve Bannon model to get out there on social media. But I think this is what Trump is facing as you look over the next few weeks. He has a new team with him, and he has 100% name identification. But Hillary Clinton is spending so much in so many of these states. She has a large operation coupled with the efforts of the Democratic National Committee.
But, Robert, the thing that I keep coming back to is...
no contest in terms of those things.
I keep coming back to the fact that, you know what? She's spending a ton of money. Shouldn't she be, like, you know, absolutely running away with it, given how much she spent compared to how little he has spent?
Well, she has seen a real leap in the polls.
Yeah.
Trump has had a tough summer, but it's only mid-August. Things have changed in presidential campaigns, and I think this is Trump's Hail Mary in a sort.
And isn't it true, Robert?
Trying to be disciplined and try to be Trump and try to maybe do a little bit of an apology.
And I heard others say this. Isn't it true that in this particular election cycle, things change rapidly? I mean, people are bouncing around, and it doesn't take very long for it to change sometimes.
It doesn't. And there have been so many Trump controversies that they're easily forgotten. I mean, we all remember them in the press, but you look over the long list of things that should have killed Trump, haven't killed Trump. We'll have to see how long Trump lasts with this new presentation, being presidential, going to Baton Rouge. I hear some more trips are in the works to go to Democratic cities where things have not been so well, maybe like Flint, Michigan. And this is, I think, the new Trump way. But as we've seen with Trump before, sometimes he doesn't like to have any kind of advice or to be held down by advisors.
We'll leave it there. Robert Costa, national political reporter for The Washington Post. Do you get to go down to Louisiana with the campaign, Robert? Do you get to stay here?
Not today, because it was just announced last night. I'm going to be in hot and humid D.C. working on a story about Trump.
All right.
How close I'll get.
Right. Enjoy. It's going to be a nice weekend, actually. It's 7:15 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia, 66. I spoke too soon. It has been pretty much a good morning, but now we have the crash eastbound after 50 Fairlakes. Fair Oaks, it's along the right side, and that's really about the heaviest stretch on 66 I see just to get by the crash. Heading into Chantilly on Route 50. If you're coming eastbound right before you get to 28, we have a broken down truck reported along the way, causing a little extra slowdowns there. Better news, U.S. Park Police tell me they have reopened Beach Drive between Wise Road and Sherrill Drive. They have taken care of the tree that was blocking earlier. DC 295 northbound near the Naval Research Lab for the crash. And then beyond, we had a second one northbound before the 11th Street Bridge. No problems right now on the Baltimore-Washington Parkway through Greenbelt. Earlier crash inside the Beltway gone, as are the delays. And, quick note on Metrorail. Metrorail's Red Line temporarily bypassing Medical Center due to an escalator outage. They have a shuttle bus service set up from Bethesda. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Mix of sun and clouds today with a high of 93. Tonight, some clouds, low of 74. And then here's your weekend forecast. Saturday, a few afternoon clouds, but mostly sunny. Maybe a stray shower in the evening, high of 91. And then showers and thunderstorms Sunday for sure. Highs in the upper 80s. Right now, 76 degrees. Traffic and weather brought to you by Hadid Carpet Cleaning.
At Hadid Cleaning Services, we know pets are part of the family, and accidents happen.
Your rugs and carpets need a deep-down professional clean. You need Hadid.
Right now, get our best deal ever. Clean two rugs, get an equal or lesser rug cleaned for free. For details, go to joehadid.com.
All right. It's another day, another drama out of Rio de Janeiro, and thank God we've got Steve Kastenbaum, our man there. Where do we start? Do we want to talk about the actual Olympics and how great the Americans are doing, Steve, or do we want to talk about Ryan Lochte?
You know, it's so disappointing that, you know, we aren't talking more about the Olympians because of this Ryan Lochte story.
Let's do that. Let's talk about the Olympians first.
You're the first person to do this this morning.
Talking about the other a lot this morning.
So let's start with our own, you know, Maryland. It's ridiculous how great Maryland is doing. Helen Morales, I believe is how you pronounce her name, out of Rockville, Maryland. Not only did she win a gold, but she won a gold in an historic way on behalf of America and Marylanders. Wrestling, women's wrestling, that's a phenomenal achievement.
It really is. It's something that we don't see often for the United States. It's often a sport dominated by Europeans, Eastern Europeans, and other countries, and not one that we have historically dominated in. I guess we have to let some other countries win
some things sometimes. Fencing, exactly.
But last night was the big deal for me because I finally got to see Usain Bolt run in person.
I went to the
Olympic Stadium last night, which was packed. By the way, it's gigantic. I mean, I've been to football stadiums, but it's really interesting to go to a very big soccer stadium here and see a palace for soccer. But the place was packed. Everybody was on their feet. A hush overtakes the crowd as the runners are taking their positions. And then that starting pistol goes off. You can hear it echo throughout the stadium, and everybody starts cheering. And it's over in a matter of 20 seconds or so, in this case, the 200 meter, and he won easily. I mean, no one was close. He made it look so easy, like he wasn't putting any effort into it. And now he is just one race away from winning a historic triple-triple, which is 3 gold medals in the same 3 races in 3 consecutive Olympics. No one has ever done this. The man is the fastest human alive on Earth. And we have every anticipation, we have every expectation that the Jamaican relay team will get the job done with him on Saturday in the 4x100.
Wow.
All right, so a triple-triple. All right, so I want to talk about the women's 400-meter relay race. I mean, there was a very interesting development there. Tell the story.
You know, actually, I have to be honest, because I was so busy covering Ryan Lochte, I haven't had a chance to get caught up on this. And I understand that there was a disqualification, and then they were allowed to come back and allowed to rerun the race. But I'm not sure of all the details. So you might be able to fill me in more, because Ryan Lochte, unfortunately, has literally ruined my plans for coverage of the Olympics, and I haven't been able to cover everything that I wanted to cover.
The U.S. women, they ended up dropping their baton because they got into a sort of a clippy conflict with the Brazilian relay team, and they protested, and they won the protest. These Brazilian athletes,
you gotta watch them.
So they got to do the do-over, but it was just them. They were running against the clock race, and they had qualified.
They did qualify. All right,
I was gonna say, you know, they in the preliminary events here, we've seen a few things like that happen with other countries too. So it's when it's not a final medal round, that sometimes happens.
Well, since we have now covered officially the events, let's go ahead and talk about this whole thing with the swimmers. I understand this is very interesting. Jimmy Fagan is going to be get his passport back, and he's paying a $10,800 not a fine, it's a donation.
Right.
What's that all about?
You know, I don't know why they're calling it a donation. Obviously, it's a fine. I mean, I don't get that part. But I'm not sure what's happening with Jack Conger, who comes from your area, and Gunnar Bentz.
Yeah, they just landed in Miami, apparently.
Oh, they did. Okay, yeah. So they did let them go. Great. I wasn't clear overnight, because I went from covering this nonstop to literally jumping on the last shuttle bus that could get me to Usain Bolt in time. By now, you've all seen the video, right? And it's security camera video. By the way, have we ever seen such really good, clear, crystal clear security camera videos before?
This service station was well equipped. It was like like Wolf Blitzer's situation room there with all of the cameras and screens.
Apparently, because of the history of crime here, that's pretty much standard practice. There are lots of security cameras all over the place. Maybe American athletes should have been aware of that before they did something like this. But you see that the men obviously get into a confrontation with the gas station attendants after they apparently vandalized a bathroom, according to police, broken a door, and a mirror and a soap dish were damaged. And then they come back out. They're so drunk, they go to the wrong taxi. And then they finally find their taxi, but some armed security guards try to prevent them from leaving as the gas station attendants are telling them, listen, we called the police, you can't go. And then they, over the course of several minutes, there's some back and forth. You could see Lochte gets agitated and eventually pays for the damage, and they take off before the police get there. Bottom line is, the police said definitively there was no armed robbery. There was no violence committed towards any of the swimmers. And one of the swimmers confessed that the robbery story was a fabrication.
Right.
Brazilians feel vindicated, but they're waiting for an apology from Lochte. The USOC apologized on behalf of the swimmers and said this conduct is completely unacceptable. This behavior is not representative of the rest of the team, nor the United States. And they essentially said it was shameful and put in doubt whether any of these swimmers would be allowed to compete in the future.
Oh, geez. Well, let's hope that calms down. Steve Kastenbaum, has this dominated the media coverage in Rio the way it is dominated here in America, and are the athletes obsessed with this story?
Well, let me put it, the athletes definitely aren't. They're concentrating on what they have to do in these last couple of days, as we have medal rounds coming up in many sports. As far as the media goes, there has never been a gas station in history that has been visited by more TV cameras than this gas station.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, Steve, we'll have to leave it there, but it is Friday, and we really appreciate you checking in with us during the Olympic Games. Enjoy your final weekend there in Rio and the closing ceremonies.
Thank you very much, and I'm back to the States on Monday and looking forward to it. This was a fantastic. I'm glad I had the opportunity to report for you.
Thanks for helping us.
We're a little jealous.
It is now 7:24 on WMAL.
This is Mark Levin. The International Gem and Jewelry Show returns Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Fine jewelry, fiery gems, fashion accessories, and more. Find your sparkle at the International Gem and Jewelry Show Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at the Dulles Expo Center in Chantilly, Virginia.
Want to talk to you for just a moment about Zero Res, the company I use to clean my carpets and upholstery. They leave them looking brand new, smelling clean, and feeling soft. But you know what? It's more than just that cosmetic thing. It's more than people coming over and thinking that I have a brand new sofa and brand new carpets. And now, don't get me wrong. That's an awesome feeling. But here's the deal. It's really good for my health. It's great for my kids' health and my wife's health as well, because your carpet is your largest air filter in your home. That's why it should be professionally cleaned at least once a year. And with a Zero Res cleaning, the pet accidents, the stains, the dirt, the allergens, the contaminants, the pet fur, they're all going to be removed, and they're going to be removed in a non-toxic way. They don't use chemicals to do it. So they do it better, they do it safer, and I got to tell you, it doesn't cost that much at all. Do what I did. Call Zero Res and they'll give you the Larry O'Connor WMAL special. They'll pre-treat, clean, and sanitize your carpets for only $49 a room. Minimum supply. Call Zero Res, 703-382-1221. 703-382-1221 or online at ZeroResDCMetro.com.
It is now 7:25 on WMAO. Time for traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, around the region, top side from College Park to Silver Spring, slow on the outer loop. Coming out of Calverton, 95, you hit the brakes mostly to get onto that inner loop to head past Route 1 near the IKEA. That's going to Damascus, where serious crash closes a stretch of Route 80 between 27 Ridge Road and Penn Shop Road. Had a down pole and wires. On 295, heading through town northbound, north of the Beltway, near the Naval Research Lab, had the crash. Oh, it looks like they're clearing that right now. Should see some improvement. And then north of the Suitland Parkway before the 11th Street Bridge for the second 295 crash. Metro Rail's Red Line temporarily bypassing Medical Center due to an escalator outage. Shuttle bus service has been set up from Bethesda. Traffic update brought to you by the American Red Cross. Your one blood donation can help save the lives of up to three people. Make a difference in the lives of others. Give blood through the American Red Cross to help hospital patients. Call 1-800-RED-CROSS or visit redcrossblood.org today. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
A wrap-up for work week with clouds, sunshine, not much in the rain bucket today. No mention of it. 93 degrees. May start getting some storms as the weekend goes on. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
76 degrees right now at 727.
Chris Plant here. Join me on Thursday, September 22nd for the best party in Washington all year. It's the Media Research Center's annual gala featuring the hilarious Dishonors Awards. Over 1,000 conservatives, including yours truly, enjoying a night of mingling, eating, and my favorite part, making fun of the liberal media. All the details are at mrc.org/gala. Enter the promo code Chris to get $100 off each ticket. That's mrc.org/gala. Promo code Chris.
For those of you that haven't met me, my name is Marcus Lemonis. My job is to go in and work with businesses that are either on the verge of something really great or that aren't doing so well. The reason that I'm here is to take a good business and make it really good. We made a deal for me to invest $350,000.
$500,000.
$750,000. There is no question that I'm 100% in charge.
Marcus Lemonis is the prophet. Season premiere August 23rd, CNBC.
Welcome to a place where all that glitters is yours for the taking. You can win a share of $70,000 in trips, cash, and more at the $70,000 kickoff giveaway on August 26th and August 27th. Start earning entries now. There's no place like Hollywood. Hollywood Casino at Charlestown Races. All gaming is regulated by the West Virginia Lottery. Gamble too much? Call 1-800-522-4700 for free confidential help.
This week on The Retirement Professor.
It's amazing. Federal service can be a vocation, and it can be a passion for people who are dedicated to the projects and the research that they're doing. But no matter when you retire, most federal employees have this one thing in common, and that is they want to make sure that they're getting the most out of their benefits.
More lessons on your federal benefits with The Retirement Professor, Winter Troxell, Saturday afternoons at 2 o'clock on WMAL, or visit retirementprofessorradio.com.
Everybody has dreams. A fulfilling career, a happy home, and a checked-off bucket list. A scrapbook filled with travel photos, ticket stubs, and little moments of glory. Keepsake memories of a life well lived. With an affordable quality education from an accredited state university, you can turn these dreams into reality. University of Maryland, University College offers programs for in-demand fields such as business, cybersecurity, IT, healthcare, and more. By providing career-relevant skills taught by respected faculty practicing in the field, UMUC builds the confidence you need to set your career in motion. Online and on-site at more than 20 locations in the D.C. metro area, University of Maryland University College gives you the flexibility your busy schedule demands, while saving you time and money with credits earned from prior college, work, and military experience. For all you want, it has to be UMUC. Visit umuc.edu/radio or call 888-388-UMUC.
Coming up on WMAL, James Rosen, Fox News, with the latest on the State Department finally admitting that that ransom was a ransom for our hostages.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 7:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is sponsored by the Mutual Fund Store. Rockville's Jack Conger and U.S. swimming teammate Gunnar Bentz have now arrived back in the U.S. after leaving Brazil in the wake of the controversy over an alleged armed robbery last Sunday. Another teammate, James Fegan, has paid a nearly $11,000 donation and is expected to leave soon.
Three of the foursome is back in the U.S. and it seems this $11,000 payment to charity will secure the release from authorities of the passport of Jimmy Fegan, and then presumably he'll be allowed to leave too. The U.S. Olympic Committee trying to draw a line under this last night by apologizing, but really, what a messy few days for the image of the Olympic team here, and also, sadly, for the idea of street crime in this, the host city of the Olympics.
Correspondent Nick Payton Walsh. It was a different Donald Trump we heard from last night in Charlotte, North Carolina. Now, it wasn't an apology as such, but Trump did say he has regrets about some of the things he said in the past.
Sometimes, in the heat of debate, and speaking on a multitude of issues, you don't choose the right words or you say the wrong thing. I have done that. And believe it or not, I regret it.
Trump went on to say that too much is at stake for us to be consumed with these issues. Donald Trump will hold a rally tomorrow evening in Fredericksburg. He'll be the first presidential nominee to visit Fredericksburg since Barack Obama was there in 2008. After a tour of flood-ravaged southern Louisiana, the nation's Homeland Security chief is pledging that the federal government will, quote, be here as long as it takes to help this community recover. Secretary Jay Johnson says he expects to brief the vacationing President Obama soon. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 18,598. The NASDAQ at 5240. Sports Jason Worth reaches base safely in his 46th straight game as the Nats beat the Braves. The Orioles beat the Astros. The Redskins host the Jets tonight in an NFL preseason contest. And in Rio, the U.S. now has 35 gold, 100 medals overall. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
The day she walked down the aisle, I became the luckiest man alive. Because ever since, she always put family first, no matter what. Left her career to stay home with the kids. Sacrificed a lot. So I promised I'd give her a nice retirement, some great years after a job well done. But a while back, it hit me right in the gut. That wasn't going to happen. I hadn't bothered to plan for retirement. So we wiped away a few tears, then got to work finding some folks who could understand where we were coming from. And now, that promise is one I'm aiming towards keeping.
Whether you've done some planning or none at all, the Mutual Fund Store can help. You'll meet one-on-one with an advisor who will build you a long-term retirement plan, then stick by you to help make sure it stays on track. The Mutual Fund Store makes it easy to start with a free portfolio review and retirement guide. Get yours at MutualFundStore.com.
Hi, I'm Brad Garner with the Mutual Fund Store in the D.C. area. Call me at 800-822-1461 or visit MutualFundStore.com and let's talk about your financial goals today.
Built for business. Waiting. No one enjoys it. With Comcast Business, you can do less of it. Because Comcast Business Internet is up to 5 times faster than DSL from the phone company, which means less waiting for things like security backups and file downloads. Plus, it's a better value when you select the fastest plan. So do what nearly 1,000 businesses do every day and choose Comcast Business. Unless you'd prefer to wait.
Switch to Comcast Business Internet. Then add one voice line and TV for just $34.90 a month for 2 years. And ask about their low price guarantee. Call 800-501-6000 or visit ComcastBusiness.com. That's 800-501-6000. Comcast Business. Built for business.
Offer ends 8/31/16. Restrictions apply. Equipment, taxes, and fees, including broadcast TV fee extra. Compares Comcast 100 megabits per second and 20 megabits per second DSL downloads.
If your friend at work told you she just found a way to save half on her dry cleaning every week, would you switch to that dry cleaner? What if all your friends told you that they found a great new dry cleaner that charges half what most full-price cleaners charge? Then would you switch? Well, what if I told you that 1 million people had dumped their full-price cleaners for Zips dry cleaners? Would that convince you to at least try us? Because that's how many people have switched to Zips, where we charge a flat $2.29 to dry clean any garment, and even less to launder shirts. Zips uses an efficient, state-of-the-art process to clean your clothes. It's just that we charge you way less to do it. Zips has truly revolutionized the dry cleaning business, one $2.29 garment at a time. So bring in the load of clothes you normally take to the full-price cleaners and see for yourself just how smart it is to use Zips. 1 million people wearing clean clothes can't be wrong. Come to Zips. Professional cleaning, unbeatable pricing. For Zips near you, visit 321zips.com.
Attorney Mike Collins here. Come to my seminar next Monday in Reston or Thursday in Columbia. I'll tell you all about the new tax laws and our innovative reservoir trust. Free for our radio listeners. Sign up at MikeCollins.com. That's MikeCollins.com.
735 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia 66 trying to clear the minor crash to the far right shoulder eastbound after 50 Fair Lakes, Fair Oaks. Heaviest stretch on our Friday morning commute there. Heading into Chantilly, it was a broken down truck eastbound 50 before you get to 28. No problems out of Sterling on 28. Greenway Toll Road, fantastic this morning. DC 295 northbound, the first crash near the Naval Research Lab out of the travel lanes. But then you continue that slow trip to get by the second crash after the Suitland Parkway before the 11th Street Bridge. From Maryland into College Park on the inner loop, slows off at 95 past the IKEA, outer loop and through Silver Spring. Crownsville area, serious crash involves an overturn closing southbound 97, essentially between 32 and 178, northbound 97 jammed as well. And from Metro Rail, the Red Line, they have reopened the medical center station and the escalators are working again. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Warm mornings and another warm afternoon today. We'll mix up a few clouds and sunshine throughout the day, make it up to about 93. Now the rain chances do go up just a little bit over the upcoming weekend and temperatures do go down. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now 75 in Burke, 68 in Silver Spring, 76 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by the Collins Firm. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
WMAL. 7:38 on WMAL. Coming up at 8:05, Trevor Maddich on tonight's Redskins preseason game against the Jets. And then at 8:15, we're going to check in with CNN legal analyst Denny Ceballos about the latest developments with our swimmers coming home, but not after they made a sizable donation to the Rio Police. I'm Larry O'Connor alongside Brian Wilson.
The best things in life are
getting away from the word leverage, which in basic English, you're saying that you wouldn't give them the $400 million in cash until the prisoners were released, correct?
That's correct.
And finally, we have it. There it is, an admission by the State Department that indeed there was a this for that. And remember what the president said, you know, we don't pay ransom. We pay, and they're calling it now leverage. Joining us now on the line now is James Rosen, chief Washington correspondent for the Fox News Channel, author of that book, Cheney One-on-One, which you can still get, I am certain. Good morning, James. James, good morning.
Hey, how are you? Sorry about that. Great to be back with you.
All right. Okay, so James, this is typical Washington, fudge factory stuff. It wasn't ransom. It was leverage. Like, you've been on the forefront of pushing this story. What made them finally admit that there was a this for that?
Well, it was another bombshell story in the Wall Street Journal where they more or less had the details here that the United States deliberately withheld this $400 million in hard foreign currency until we were certain that our hostages were in the process of being released by Iran. And what makes this such a stunning reversal for the Obama administration is that just 2 weeks ago, they were telling us, they're right there at the State Department, in unqualified, flat terms, there was no linkage between the payment of this money and the freeing of those prisoners. And now you heard it just there from Admiral Kirby saying, in essence, yeah, we did time the release of this money to the freeing of these prisoners. And you know, you can dance around it. You can say one word or another, but everyone recognizes quid pro quo, this for that. And so of course, this isn't the end of this. We spoke with Chairman Ed Royce of the House Foreign Affairs Committee yesterday, and he said he's going to be summoning administration witnesses to talk to his panel about this under oath in hearings.
So is this a violation of the law, James Rosen?
That's an interesting question, because there are all kinds of intricacies associated with this that involve not just the State Department and its negotiations, but the Treasury Department. It has been suggested to me that the proper clearances weren't granted from the Treasury Department for this, but I think that bears further investigation.
All right. I want to recount what the president had said about this. Listen very carefully.
We do not pay ransom for hostages.
And he continued.
It wasn't a secret. We were completely open with everybody about it.
You know what?
No, that's
an out-and-out lie.
Yeah, well, I raised that issue as well yesterday at the State Department with Admiral Kirby, the spokesman there. I said, you've said that at all points everybody was completely above board about this, but the fact that this money was withheld until we were certain that our hostages were in the process of being released, that has not been disclosed previously, has it? And Admiral Kirby said, I would grant you that is a fact that we are disclosing for the first time today. And how you can say you've been completely above board about this when it was only by dint of the Wall Street Journal and its reporting over the past 2 weeks that we learned about all this? It's extraordinary, and it'll be interesting to see if it carries any political fallout into the election.
Well, let's talk about there's two angles of political fallout there, James Rosen. The first is, where's the president? He's still on vacation in Martha's Vineyard, and has there been any indication that we'll get a statement or response, anything from the president or at least his spokesman?
No. No, and frankly, if you were he, would you?
Well, only if it were politically advantageous, I suppose. Yeah,
to take this sort of to face this kind of thing, doubtful.
Well, I don't know. It depends on whether the White House press corps presses him and demands it. Speaking of demanding a response via reporters, Hillary Clinton not given a press conference in what 280 days? Not 279 days.
I have the exact number. It's 257 days.
Oh, I'm sorry for overshooting it. And she, of course, embraced this policy. She agreed with the president. What's the political fallout there?
Well, I think honestly, first of all, we have to ask ourselves how many people in America, how many voters in America are still persuadable on the subject of Hillary Clinton or Donald Trump? It's a very limited number. And of those people, will the $400 million payment to Iran be the thing that tips them in one direction or another, or will it be another issue altogether that ranks higher on their agenda, such as having a job or the overall national security picture? So I doubt that this is going to be a decisive factor in the election or in the decision making process for those few persuadable people out there. But nonetheless, it's an extraordinary moment, not only because the administration has in drips and drabs reversed itself here, but because of the real foreign policy consequences that critics of the administration say could be in play here. If it really does look to the world, no matter what kind of semantics you engage in at the podium, that we paid ransom or withheld our ransom payment for hostages, It could well be the case, as the critics of the administration say, that this emboldens the taking of more hostages. That is the real fallout beyond a general election season.
Well, and thank you, James Rosen, and I agree. And listen, I would think a talented and gifted politician running against Hillary Clinton would say, hey, Hillary Clinton embraced this policy, she endorsed this policy. Because of this policy, more Americans are at risk. And if Hillary Clinton becomes president, since she has endorsed this policy, you should expect more ransoms to be paid, unless she'd like to say otherwise. And I would think that that would persuade a couple of people.
All right, James, always a pleasure, my friend.
Do you see a talented politician running against Hillary Clinton?
I did stipulate. It's 7:44 on WMAL.
Here's today's driving tip, fueled by Jiffy Lube. This summer, before you hit the road for that long family vacation, remember, driving the speed limit isn't just for safety. It also helps your fuel efficiency. According to the EPA, driving 55 miles per hour compared to 65 miles per hour can improve gas mileage by as much as 15%. Using the cruise control can help achieve this, and maintaining a constant speed typically delivers better fuel economy than varying your speed. For a list of Jiffy Lube locations, visit JiffyLubeDC.com.
Tires. They go through a lot. Burnouts, hairpin turns, potholes, speed bumps, and the occasional sudden stop. And if you don't get your tires rotated, one day, you'll wish you had. When it comes to tire rotations, we've got you covered. The highly trained technicians at Jiffy Lube do more than just oil changes. We also exchange transmission and coolant fluids, replace filters, and more, all in a jiffy. Jiffy Lube, leave worry behind.
7:45 now, WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten. She's in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And Larry, a couple of our issues resolved, such as Beach Drive that has been reopened. Had a downed tree that closed it for a bit of the rush hour here. But now Beach Drive reopened between Wise Road and Cheryl Drive. Also, Metro Rail's Red Line, they have taken care of the escalator problems at Medical Center. They've reopened that station, so trains are now stopping. Their escalators are fixed. Now, let's get you on the roads. Outer Loop through College Park and Silver Spring, normal volume there. 95 south of the ICC, heavy to join, mostly onto the Inner Loop, which just slows past Route 1. Baltimore-Washington Parkway, heavy each direction. Near 197 in the Laurel area, nothing reported along the way. On 97 Crownsville, we have a serious crash, involves an overturned car. Looks like they're trying to let one lane get by. Southbound 97 near Route 32 to the Wilson Bridge near St. Barnabas Road, and one accident remains on DC 295 northbound, and this is before the 11th Street Bridge. One lane still blocked. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Cold front on the march will bring temperatures down. Better chance of rain by the tail end of the weekend. Cloud-sun mix up today. A warm start, warm finish, 93. Tonight, some clouds, 74. Tomorrow, we'll go hit and miss. Clouds will build in the afternoon. Hit and miss will be on the thunderstorms, 91. By Sunday, some scattered showers and thunderstorms, and in the upper 80s, maybe middle 80s early next week. I'm Ray Stidgick, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Thanks, Ray. 78 degrees right now. Traffic and weather brought to you by Hadid Carpet Cleaning.
At Hadid Cleaning Services, we know pets are part of the family, and accidents happen.
Your rugs and carpets need a deep-down professional clean.
You need Hadid.
Right now, get our best deal ever.
Clean two rugs, get an equal or lesser rug cleaned for free.
For details, go to joehadid.com.
Sometimes you need something, like, right away, like right now. Yeah. You know, you're like, oh, I could use that, you name it, you need it. So for $8, you can get delivery on over 10,000 items from Amazon for within 1 hour. Now, this is specifically available now to many customers in Northern Virginia, including Alexandria, Springfield, and Arlington. You can use your the little Amazon Prime website to check through your zip code if it is available. But this is what's amazing to me. This new thing called Amazon Now is making available this one-hour delivery that costs $8. But if you can wait another hour, you get free delivery.
Wow.
Now, I want to know who is in such desperate need of pet food or toilet paper. Well, I guess toilet paper, that would be a desperate situation, where you are willing to pay $8 to get it right now, like within the next hour. And by the way, the way traffic is in the Northern Virginia area, how can they guarantee this?
Yeah.
I don't know how they do that, but are you in that place? Are there some things that you need so desperately that you are willing to pay $8 for it so you get it within 60 minutes?
Yeah, I would.
Beyond pizza, of course.
Well, let me just was writing down some things. There are a lot of things that I pay a little extra for to get them quicker. I mean, a lot of times right now, they say, well, you can get this delivered to your house in 5 days, or you can get it delivered in 1 day, but it's going to cost a little more. So I usually pay the extra to get it a little sooner if I want that thing. If I'm at the at the bank, or if I need money, I go to the ATM, and I pay $3 all the time because I don't want to haul over to my bank to where I can get the money for no charge, right? So that's a convenience fee. And pizza delivery. I mean, it's only 10 blocks down to the place where they make my pizza. I'm entirely capable of getting in the car and driving down there and getting it myself and saving a little money, but I pay the delivery fee. So, yeah, there are times when I say, you know, if I'm sitting on the couch late at night, you know, and I'm involved in a good movie maybe or something, and I just don't want to really get up and get dressed and go down to get a bucket of ice cream. Well, okay. Well, I'm a big man.
A keg of ice cream.
Sure, I might pay $8 to have some ice cream delivered.
Right, Mr. Wilson, your ice cream delivery is here. Just back the forklift up to the door there. That's a hell of a lot of rocky road there, Wilson.
Bucket may have been an inappropriate.
So you would do that. Here's your pallet of ice cream. I'm really thinking hard, and I can't imagine if they say, okay, we can get it there in 2 hours for free, or we'll get it there in 1 hour for $8. I cannot think, other than medical services, I cannot think of something.
Sometimes
that I'm
you want
at.
What you want when you want.
Yeah, right. Well, there you go. When you've got that disposable income, I suppose that's the thing for ice cream. How did ice cream pop into your mind?
Actually, because the story says you can get ice cream delivered in an hour. I said, well, I'm all on board for that.
750 on WMAL.
If you know the value of good machines, then it's high time we got together. We're Bailey Industrial, builders of metal and woodworking equipment, hardworking machines for hardworking people. Because better equipment means better work and getting more done. And keeping you working is what we do best. We stand behind our equipment and make sure our equipment stands behind you, offering you the after-sale support you need to keep your shop running smoothly, which means making sure you have what you need when you need it. Typically shipping within 72 hours or less. So whether you're a hobbyist or a seasoned professional on deadline, go to Bailey.com now and we'll send you a catalog. That's right, friend. Over 400 pages of what you love most. Machines. So whatever you're looking to build, repair, or manufacture, do it with Bailey Industrial, the company you can trust to give you the equipment and service you can rely on. That's B-A-I-L-E-I-G-H. Bailey. Because if it's worth doing right, it's only right to do it with Bailey. So go to Bailey.com now and pick up your free catalog.
When towers seem like trees and roads become rivers, the Range Rover Evoque is there to guide you through the twists and turns of the urban jungle. Gaze up through the available full-glass panoramic roof to take in the city from an unexpected angle. Lease the 2016 Range Rover Evoque SE Premium 5-door for $379 per month for 33 months with $1,000 summer credit included in lease payments and $39.95 plus taxes, title, and fees due at signing now through September 30th. Visit your local D.C. area Land Rover retailer or call 1-800-FIND-4WD for details. Land Rover, above and beyond.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-466-9625. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-466-9625.
Let's offer patients with cancer more to hope for than a cookbook treatment. At Inova, we give patients a voice in their own care by participating in precision medicine therapies at the molecular level. When conventional therapies are inadequate, we use the DNA of a patient's cancer to guide them to the right treatment, often through a clinical trial. Learn more about your precision cancer treatment team at inova.org/precision. Inova, join the future of health.
It's 7:53. That means it's time to check in on your money with the CNBC Business Report. Chuck Kamlick is there.
Happy Friday morning to you. Stocks are set to fall today because investors are biting their nails over when we might see an interest rate hike once in 9 years, and they're worried. Several earnings reports came out this hour. Deere & Company's profits fell because farmers are buying fewer of those big green Deere machines. Caterpillar may sell its soft rock mining business. Demand for earth movers falling because of plunging commodity prices. Classic rock is easier to dig anyway. But there's still a lot of demand for running and basketball shoes. Foot Locker sold more Steph Currys and Air Jordans and made more money. Hibbett Sporting Goods also sold more shoes, but profits got nicked by higher costs. Twitter's out with a new filter that lets users hide abusive or threatening tweets. And a company called Thrill List is out with its list of where states rank when it comes to beer. The top spot goes to Oregon, which has led the craft beer revolution. California, Colorado, Michigan came next. Mississippi, with virtually no beer production at all, was dead last. I'm Chuck Kamlick, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
You know, I stand behind no man in my appreciation of one of the greatest inventions of all time, air conditioning. I mean, isn't air conditioning great, especially when it's like 100 and some odd degrees out there, or it feels like it's 100 and something odd degrees out there? You love your air conditioning, don't you? Well, listen, the goal of air conditioning is to keep it on the inside and not let it leak to the outside. And if you have energy of inefficient windows, that's going to be a problem because you're letting your money go right out the window. That wouldn't happen if you had Thompson Creek windows. People who put Thompson Creek windows in their house find that their energy bills go down dramatically because Thompson Creek windows will help you keep the cold air on the inside, the hot air on the outside. And by the way, in the wintertime, it's exactly the reverse. The warm air stays in, the cold air stays out. And right now is the perfect time for you to get your Thompson Creek windows because they're having, how convenient for you, the biggest window sale of the year. That's right, 25% off every window. I said 25%. Pick up your phone right now and keep the cool air in, the hot, humid air on the outside. 855-57-CREEK. That's 855-57-CREEK. Tell them that Brian Wilson sent you.
7:55 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Bring the good news on 270. Great trip out of Frederick down through to the Beltway. Just stick with it through Urbana to 109. That's the slowest stretch. Not so good, though. Anne Arundel County dealing with a serious crash. 97 is a mess. If you can, avoid it south of Route 100. The crash just beyond 32 involved an overturned car. Everyone had been stopped momentarily. They are trying to get one lane through. A lot of bailout traffic over to Generals Highway. Let's get you Virginia 66, where the minor crash cleared to the shoulder. Eastbound past 50, Fair Lakes, Fair Oaks with a brief delay. Traffic update is brought to you by American Red Cross. Your one blood donation can help save the lives of up to 3 people. Make a difference in the lives of others. Give blood through the American Red Cross to help hospital patients. Call 1-800-RED-CROSS or visit redcrossblood.org today. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Warm mornings and another warm afternoon today. We'll mix up a few clouds and sunshine throughout the day, make it up to about 93. Now, the rain chances do go up just a little bit over the upcoming weekend, and temperatures do go down. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
78 degrees at 7:57.
One of the things I love to do living in Washington, D.C. is walk around the city, but walking is painful if your feet hurt. Are you bothered by an achy back? Do you suffer from plantar fasciitis? You need to go see my friends at the Good Feet store. I was fitted for my arch supports and was able to walk out of the store with them in my shoes that day. So go to the Good Feet store at Rockville Pike and Wintergreen Plaza next door to Total Hockey or their location in Vienna at the corner of 123 and Park. Tell them Chris Plant sent you. The Good Feet store, the place to go when your feet hurt.
Is your air conditioner not keeping your home and family cool during these hot summer months? If so, call ARS Rescue Router. We're offering select heating and cooling systems at a low monthly cost of only $83 with approved credit. For details and to schedule your free estimate, visit arsofvirginia.com.
Attention, the new Potomac Renaissance condos in Colonial Beach, Virginia are only 60 minutes from D.C. and start at just $199. Experience their open house this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Call 804-224-9300 for your appointment. 804-224-9300.
Hi, Rick Edelman here. You need a financial plan, and you know we've provided personal financial plans to thousands of people just like you. We normally charge $800 for a financial plan, but here's a way you can get yours for just $20 a month over 12 months. Just tune in to my new PBS television special on WETA and Maryland Public Television. My new special will show you how to manage your investments, get the most from Social Security, and help you choose the right beneficiaries. And you can get your personal financial plan from an Edelman financial planner when you make a pledge of just $240 or just $20 a month for 12 months to PBS. It's our gift to you for supporting your local PBS station. Go to rickedelman.com for details and airtimes. That's ricedelman.com. And thank you for supporting public television.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services, LLC. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities, LLC, an affiliated broker-dealer. Member FINRA, SIPC.
Register now for 930 Gov, August 24th only at the D.C. Convention Center. Digital Government Institute's fourth annual 930 Gov Technology Expo convenes leading experts and hosts learning and networking sessions in critical topics such as cybersecurity, customer experience, records management, knowledge management, DevOps, and Agile. Free for government and industry. August 24th only at the D.C. Convention Center. Register at 930gov.com. Go to 930gov.com.
Heat up your summer this August and win a custom classic car only at Live Casino. Earn entries now through August 27th for a chance to win your dream classic car, including a 65 Ford Mustang GT, a 67 Pontiac GTO, a 67 Camaro Supersport, a 71 Corvette Stingray, and more from Fleming's Ultimate Garage. Drawings every Saturday in August. For more information, visit MarylandLiveCasino.com. At Arundel Mills, must be 21. Please play responsibly. For help, visit MDGamblingHelp.org or call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Coming up on WMAO,
12-time Emmy Award-winning football analyst Trevor Maddich will join us to talk about tonight's Redskins preseason game.
I mean, it's preseason, and it's against the Jets, so, you know. And we're going to talk to legal analyst Danny Ceballos from CNN about the latest on our